Welcome to The Average Shepherd. My name is Father Sam French, and today is Sunday in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. And the homily today is called The Truth Will Set You Free. The gospel is taken from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. Let's begin. I want to begin by sharing with you a very well-known story about the transcendent reality of God, on the off chance you haven't heard it. And it goes like this. When St. Augustine was working on his famous book about the Trinity, De Trinitate, he was walking by the seaside one day, meditating on the difficult problem of how God could be three persons in one. He came upon a little child. The child had dug a little hole in the sand, and with a small seashell was scooping water from the sea and placing it into the small hole. Augustine watched him for a while and finally asked the child what he was doing. The child answered that he would scoop all the water from the sea and pour it into the little hole in the sand. What? Augustine said. That's impossible. Obviously, the sea is too large and that hole too small. Indeed, said the child, but I will sooner draw all the water from the sea and empty it into this little hole. Then you will succeed in understanding the mystery of the Holy Trinity with your limited mind. Augustine looked to heaven in amazement, and when he looked back, the child had disappeared. Now, the point of this story is that the full transcendent reality of God is beyond the power of our human understanding, at least this side of the grave. We hear this expressed in today's first reading from Deuteronomy. The Israelites request that God speak to them through a mediator, through a prophet, rather than speak to them directly. Why? Because when God spoke to them in lightning and in fire, they were so overwhelmed by his presence and his voice that they thought that they would die. So God responds by saying to them, I will raise up a prophet like Moses from among their own brothers. I will put my words into his mouth and he shall tell them all that I command them. So they asked for a prophet to mediate God's booming voice, and that's exactly what they got. But we have to ask ourselves the question today, and this is important. What exactly is a prophet? See, unlike what we hear in popular culture, the main job of a biblical prophet is not to tell the future, although they do that sometimes. The first job of a prophet in the Bible is to speak the truth into any age. A prophet is someone sent by God to correct a people or a culture that has gone astray by revealing to them the true nature of God and his will for mankind. That is a prophet, to speak truth into an unbelieving culture. So God promised that he would send such a prophet like Moses. And there were indeed many prophets that came after him. You've only got to open the Old Testament of your Bible to find this. But what we see in today's gospel is that Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise. He was not only sent by God, but Jesus was God himself. As a prophet, he not only told the truth, he was the truth itself. Quite literally, everything that Jesus said and did was the gospel. When we heard last week, repent and believe in the gospel, it means repent and believe in the person of Jesus Christ. This fact about Jesus is seen in the people's reaction in today's gospel. So Jesus rocks up to the synagogue to teach, and it says, his teaching made a deep impression on them because unlike the scribes, he taught them with authority. Jesus was not just giving one opinion among many, or he wasn't just giving them a fresh and new perspective or taking an educated guess about the meaning of Scripture. Jesus was telling them the unadulterated truth about God, and it radiated from him in a way that the people could feel in their hearts. And I think you probably all know what I'm talking about here. When we perceive the truth, it resonates with something deep in our human soul. We might have experienced something like this when we've heard a brilliant lecture or a brilliant talk, or if we've been taught by an excellent teacher. As they speak, we can actually recognize and feel the truth of their message welling up inside of us. Sometimes it makes our hair stand on end because we perceive the reality of the truth being spoken to us. And I think that's what was happening in the synagogue that day. So, what was it that Jesus was saying that captivated the attention of the whole crowd that day? Well, unfortunately, the gospel today doesn't actually tell us the words of Jesus spoken on that particular occasion. We don't hear what Jesus said in that particular instance. However, Mark, the gospel writer, tells us what Jesus did, and this is important. Jesus performed a miracle, or more accurately, he performed an exorcism. a demon who had possessed a man in the crowd recognizes the divine identity and the power of Jesus. And he starts quaking in his boots. He starts crying out to him. But Jesus rebukes the evil spirit immediately and casts it out from the man. It's important to note that Jesus didn't just perform these kind of miracles for no reason. See, he never went around pulling rabbits out of a hat in order to impress people or draw attention to himself. Every miracle or every sign that Jesus performed was part of God's self-revelation to mankind, and it always held within these signs a deeper meaning. I think in this case, in today's gospel, Jesus releases a man from the power of evil. Jesus, the Son of God, who is the truth itself, gives freedom to a man who has become possessed by the spirit of evil. I think this miracle is telling us one easy to remember truth: the truth will set you free. That's the point of the miracle. The truth will set you free. So we might ask ourselves the question, how many of us desire freedom from the effects of evil or sin in our lives? How many of us want to be unburdened from these habitual sins that hold us down? Now, for us, it might not be as dramatic as demonic possession, which is very real. But more often than not, the evil one doesn't need to be so obvious in his manifestations in the world. I think a lot of the time he adds his freight to the train of the human condition, so to say, and he works through things like addiction, distraction, hate, prejudice, greed, gluttony, or lust. See, these things can have a hold of our lives in a way that demolishes our relationship with God, and it begins to strip away our capacity to love one another, to rob us of the freedom, the dignity, and the purpose that God has for us if we allow them to control our lives unchecked. I think we can very easily fall into the trap today of thinking all that we need to do is try harder, to adopt a stoic philosophy or read the right self-help book or go to the right therapist. Now, all of those things can be wonderful. All of them can help to grow in virtue and in holiness. However, more importantly than all of those things, or what we truly need at the spiritual level, is the grace of God in the person of Jesus, to have a personal relationship with the risen Christ, to discover the healing power of his mercy and his love for us. See, the love and mercy of God is the truth that sets us free and is the only thing that truly and definitively casts out evil in our life. It can be very easy for us in today's world to turn a blind eye to the things that are debilitating us, to the things that are hurting us and possessing us, and to look for answers in all of the wrong places. But ultimately, as Catholics, we know that it is Christ who has the authority, as we heard today, to cast out the power of evil. This is the truth. This is the truth that sets you free. This is the truth that sets me and all of our brothers and sisters in Christ free. So let us just close our eyes for a moment and just call upon the Lord right now that he may intercede on our behalf. Lord God, give us the grace to accept you more readily into our lives. Give light to our minds to recognize your true presence in the sacrament of the Eucharist and confession. Liberate our hearts today that we may experience your healing mercy and love and cast out any evil that binds us. We ask this in your holy and your powerful name through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you want to help me spread the word and the Average Shepherd, you can do so by forwarding this on to someone who you think might benefit. Thank you. God bless and keep the faith.